From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
All right, welcome to this week's edition of the Parker Livecast. I believe this is episode 20, Josh.
Episode 20.
And we are not in the studio this week. We are cruising around in Josh's car, and we're at the very beginning of the Parker Strip. And the reason, why are we out here?
I was hoping you would know.
Oh.
No, well, we're out here to take an early look at what the summer has to bring on the Parker Strip.
Right.
Now, keep in mind this
so far a lot of darkness.
So far a lot of darkness tonight, yes. Now, this last week, John, temperatures, yes. I don't think, ever left the 80s.
No, all week long it's been in the 80s in the afternoon, which is, I think it's beautiful. I love that temp.
Yes, I was kind of looking forward to wearing a jacket like I am now. This is a jean jacket.
And, who is that? Stop, dude. Who is that? Why is she walking down the middle of the road?
Somebody is walking down the middle of the road.
Who is that?
I don't know. Who is that?
Hand raised in the air.
Hand raised in the air.
Let's go interview her.
What if she's a murderer?
No, she's not a murderer.
No?
No, let me go back there and...
All right, dude. Okay. Oh, man, she's on my side. Oh, all dude, right. She is drunk as
wind the window down. Hey, are you all right?
Okay.
Yeah, are you okay?
Well, you're the one walking.
I know, honey.
You're walking down the middle of the road.
I know, honey. You know what I did?
What's that?
I locked my keys. Oh, here comes somebody. Oh, my gosh. You guys have to move.
Well, no, I mean, they see my brake lights better than you.
They're going to go around. They're going to go around.
Go this way. I'm talking to the guy.
This is a real hazard.
Thank you. No, it's not real as it was. Thank you. So, what are you guys up to? Do you guys know what dabs are?
Yeah, what are dabs?
When you sniff and dab.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry, you guys are innocent.
No, I smell things.
We're innocent. Well, we are innocent. He's a Mormon.
I certainly don't dab.
No.
Oh, no. Wait, are you guys just drinking?
No, we're not drinking.
We're driving.
Do you need a ride over to Circle K?
Would you please?
This just became illegal. I did not say
jump
Jesus.
In the back there.
Hop on in.
But you were the reason we were a little concerned because you were going down the middle of the road and we didn't want to see you get hit.
Yeah.
I will pay you whatever you need. I locked my keys over there at the Circle K.
$300.
It'll only be about $300. What is it? How
That's
do I turn
good
that?
That's a Samaritan discount.
Yeah.
Do you guys want a party?
No, we're busy. But thank you.
Like, are you saying like cake? Because I like cake.
Kind of cake.
Kind
of
cake.
No, wow. You know what? There's a lot more nicknames for the stuff that you're doing than
I am. Well, honey, I don't know what you want.
No, I want you to get where you're going safely, ma'am.
That's right.
That's what we want.
That's right.
We're two concerned citizens out for a leisurely drive along the river.
Where are we coming from?
Oh, we're up the road there.
Yeah, we're up the road, and now we're going to
school. I dropped my ass off.
Yeah, is that your truck right there at the
camp? That's my truck.
All right.
What's your name, anyways?
My name is...
All right, well, you have a good night.
Yes, you are so blessed. You're so blessed. Thank you, Jesus, for these angels. Angels. Thank you, God.
All right.
You're so cool.
Have a good night. Be safe.
I wish I had my truck. My truck. Look how beautiful it's waiting for me.
So, Josh, I feel we did a good thing, don't you? I do not want to see her drive that thing.
I don't want to see her drive that either.
Should we just bring her home?
To your house? Dude, she asked us to party. You know what that
No. I mean, well, she's not going to drive right now. She's not getting in. She's going to the back of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
She's going to sleep in it, I think.
She's going to sleep it off?
Yeah.
I'm not backing over her, am I?
No.
That would be a horrible ending to this.
I don't think so. Anyway, God bless the Parker Strip, am
I
right?
Yes, yes. I mean, where else does this happen?
Everywhere, but I have to say, it's an unfortunate byproduct.
What is the likelihood
of
meeting someone that, quote, dabbed?
You know, dude, when you really think about it, like, this is the downfall of living in a party zone. Like,
yeah.
We know this can happen. Now, Josh, so that people understand where we are, the road known as Riverside Drive.
Riverside Drive or Business 95.
Business 95 or Old Highway 95, as people call it. People who have been around here a long time call it that.
Yeah. We are just passing Buckskin Fire Department and currently in front of Patria Flats.
Patricia Flats?
Patricia. Patria.
You know what that's from, right?
No.
Patricia Flats was what you said to Randy Heartless on that prank call when you were calling. When you were calling to sign up
that's
for the
right.
two-float. Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, so...
We need a flashback to that. Sometime.
Almost at Strokes Bar and Grill. You know, I just love this river. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's beautiful.
It really is beautiful.
It definitely has become home, and I was thinking about this over the weekend. I've been back in Parker now as an adult for roughly 8 years.
Okay, all right.
And easily this has become home. Easily yeah, yeah. right now. And I could not imagine not living here in Parker with its scenery and its people and my friends and what I do for a living. Dude, this is home. And so many people choose my home to be their vacation destination, and I get a kick out of it, dude. It just goes to show me how kick-ass this place is.
It is. No,
now
it
we're passing
is.
The Paws County Park, about to get to the entrance of Pirate's Den. This conversation feels very forced. I do like hanging out on the Parker Strip, though.
Yep.
Hey, this summer, you're going to be able to do a lot more of it. And this is an early look at what's to come on the Parker Strip, perhaps. You know, at the end of February, this month that we're in, next weekend, it's the Arizona Drag Boat Association races. They have those going on at the
Where does
casino.
That start at?
It's out there at the Blue Water Resort and Casino.
Oh, and goes up from there and back.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Drag boats.
Yeah.
Those are some fast boats, man.
Oh, man, I tell you, man. I've never moved that fast in my life in anything.
Now, when we talked to Eddie Knox, the owner of Problem Child, a few months ago, did he say he's going to be bringing Problem Child to that race?
I do believe the only one that he did say he was going to do was the Lucas Drags, which are in April.
Okay.
I don't remember him saying anything about the February races, but
Who do you think puts that cross up there? See that up on the hill? It's like a lit up cross.
Yeah,
who puts that there?
I don't know. I would imagine a Christian, John.
Yeah.
We just passed Roadrunner.
Right. You know what's crazy about this area? You know, we're traveling past some really, really expensive homes right now. And I think to myself, you know, it's a very mixed area. Like, you could come from, you know, old in her truck right there, lives in her truck, it looks like, to a guy in a house with an infinity pool and a movie theater.
Quite the contrast.
A mile away. Yeah, like, it's crazy. Yeah,
huge contrast.
Huge contrast.
Yeah, well, that's what makes this area so diverse. There's a bit of a wind tonight.
Yeah.
If you can't tell. And I feel like my focus is being tossed to and fro. And to be honest, I'm not sure if we're ever going to top what happened with on this. We're starting off really hot. This poor gal, dude. She openly asked us if we wanted to party.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Dude, serious?
What, she's saying, do you want to have sex?
Dude, yeah. You guys want to party?
Like, dude. For money?
No.
Oh.
Because we gave her a ride for 5 damn blocks, she's going to go ahead and give herself to us sexually. Like,
oh.
What kind of value does she put on not walking?
Just past River Island?
Yeah, River Island Deli.
And River Island State Park, which is, you know, it's an Arizona state park. We have two of them along the Colorado River. It's River Island and...
Buckskin.
Yeah, Buckskin. And these state parks are the jewels in the crown of the state park system in Arizona. And I know this because I've been told. Yeah.
I love River Island State Park.
They're also like a few of the, you know, profitable ones. Some of them are actually subsidizing the others, we found out.
Wow.
So like... You know, some state parks hardly make any money at all. These ones make a bunch of money, and it helps to keep some of the other state parks open. So, you're welcome, WikiUp.
You're welcome, yes.
I don't know if there is a state park in WikiUp. I'm just made that
you're
up.
Welcome, Miami Globe.
Right. And this area, in terms of living here, recommended or not?
I would.
Yeah, this looks nice.
If you love having a strong cell signal, you might want to think twice. Because cell phone coverage up here... is not that good.
Some really nice,
regardless of the provider.
There's some really nice homes along this stretch of the river, too.
Yeah.
And the Buckskin Mountains as the backdrop, you really can't go wrong right here. It's absolutely beautiful.
No, this is a beautiful spot.
When you stand on Parker Dam and you look down the Parker Strip and you see that beautiful panoramic view of large mountains and blue sky, you're looking at Buckskin. That's Buckskin right there.
Right, right.
Buckskin Mountains. We're heading towards Parker Dam.
Parker Dam what? I think a woman like she's a little bit of a lost soul. I sort of feel empathy, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't think that a Monday night, what is this, Wednesday night?
I don't think
a Wednesday night by yourself is a really good time to party, if you will.
And the fact that whatever it is that she huffed, that she dabbed, as she says,
she didn't even seem to know what it was herself.
No.
Yeah. She didn't even know what she snorted.
She was in the street, wobbly. When you did you shake her hand?
Yeah.
There was like a very cold, soft, dead fish-like grip to it.
I believe she was a ghost, Josh. I believe she was a ghost. Well, I didn't see anyone. I thought you were the one that saw her.
You thought I was just talking to myself?
But you kept calling her
the ghost.
Let's take a left here.
We're going to go up to Parker Dam. Let's do that.
Let's go around. So what would you call this area here? We got a bunch of restaurants and things up here, right where Paradise mm-hmm. is. What would you call this area? The Parker Dam area?
Yeah, Parker Dam area, you know?
Yeah, Tommy's.
Parker Dam area. You got
the
Blue
pizza
Bar
place,
right there.
The Blue Bar. You got this Mexican place called, what is it called? My Burrito?
Me Burrito.
Me Burrito. Which, have you ever been there?
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
Not too bad.
All right.
Not too bad.
Good to know. Some construction going on up here, too. People building. You got Takeoff Point, which is one of our spots to reach Lake Havasu pretty easily. And, of course, it's free.
That is the closest access to
I'll tell you the downside of Takeoff Point, dude. The downside is on busy weekends in the summer, you can't get a space now. Every parking spot taken up by boat after boat. You know, all the trailers.
Yeah. There's got to be something we can do to...
There is, Josh.
Expedite that, right?
I mean, underground parking.
Underground parking.
Yeah. Now you see this Parker Dam. It looks pretty good, don't it?
I've always enjoyed viewing the Parker Dam. It's a beautiful place. And do we want to drive around or get out?
Drive around.
Okay. Now, of course, after the events of 9/11,
what an upper!
Everything changed for the Parker Dam. They used to do tours here, and you used to be able to, you know, drive across the dam and then stop and, you know, fish. No, I don't know. I've never fished off.
Never fished.
But I will tell you what, access is not as great as it used to be, but it's still a beautiful sight to see, and the history behind this is absolutely great.
It always reminds me of a time when America was kind of building a bunch, you know, like that this was a very optimistic time for this country. We were, you know, taming the river, if you will. And I say we, I wasn't even here, you know. It's not like I was here.
Well, it was during that expansion period of our country.
Right.
It was growing, like you said, damming rivers and trying to basically create the model of America that man wanted, not what nature did.
Right.
So... It's very interesting. It's beautiful. I love riding my bike around the river. I start where I live in Big River, and I come up here. It's a great ride.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very nice.
You do that?
Mm-hmm. I've done it, like, 3 times.
I like to do it on the Arizona side and come down. I've done the Met Road on the bike before, which is a little challenging, a little bit hills
very
and stuff.
Hilly. Yeah,
very hilly. Very hilly.
You better have gears for that. Joaquin, who's been on the live cast before... Joaquin is a fixed gear, and that dude can climb any mountain I can on a fixed gear, and it makes me feel like a total weakling. So thanks, Joaquin. Now, Met has also changed over the years. People that used to frequent the area, I would say 30, 40 years ago, will notice when they come now that there is no longer actually a Met as it was, the community. There used to be homes and houses and playgrounds and schools. And
why did it go away?
You know, I don't know the exact reason, and for me to even pretend would just be Brian Williams of me, so I'm not going to... That might be the first reference to Brian Williams.
That is the first reference.
For him.
He got suspended.
Yeah, I know.
For six months.
Dude, I think the Brian Williams brand is dead.
He can't. No, he can't recover from this. No.
Look at what happened to Dan Rather.
He's lost his credibility.
Right? So these used to be all neighborhoods right here for men.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
And it's weird looking, too, because you look in there and the streets are there.
The streets are
still there. The lampposts, the little stretches of grass where it would have been grass. Or, like, you know, you see the driveways and stuff, but just no homes. Like, everything's just gone and it's all starting to be overgrown. It's very eerie to look at.
It's post-apocalyptic almost.
It is, and I've always loved it for that reason. Like, it's a little area that you can look into. If people are looking for that and they want to know where to go to see that, if you go around the Parker Dam to the California side, or if you're already on the California side, it's right before Parker Dam, yeah. It's an interesting spot.
There's a lot of mines back there. You can look in the metal doors, and we would yell, and we would hear our voices echo throughout the mine.
Right.
It was just really cool. And, of course, what's the California side without some donkeys, right?
Do you know why there are... People tell me there are donkeys on the Arizona side. I've never seen
a donkey on the Arizona side.
Yeah, I believe that's nonsense. But the donkeys are over here. Why are they here and not there? Do you have the answer to that?
Okay, from what I understand, and if it's wrong, people are going to think I'm full of shit. But from what I understand, it dates back to when the dam was actually being built, and they would use burros to deliver the tools and other things. And they had, and
they didn't use them on the Arizona side, only on the California.
Well, on the California side.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And from what I understand, when the dam was done being built, they just simply let the burros go, and said, "Well, you know what? If they live, they live. If they don't, well, guess what? They lived, and they have thrived for generations now.
Yeah, there's like whole herds of them out there.
Yeah,
a herd of burros.
And so they're all over the place on the California side.
What's a burro pole? Well, it's sort of like a donkey, George.
It's an eradicated horse.
It's a what?
An eradicated horse.
It's sort of an articulated horse.
It's an articulated horse. He speaks with an English accent.
I got into trouble years ago on the radio by, I was talking some smack about horses. I was
River
saying,
Lodge, great place.
Very good. I was talking some smack about horses and like how they need to be shooed and they need to be this and that and looked after, and you need special pills to give them when they get a little sick, or like, you know, horses need a lot of, horses are a high maintenance creature.
High maintenance.
You know, they break a toe and you've got to put them down. So what I said was, I'm like, horse people, you should be ashamed. The real animal is, if you want a hardy creature that's going to survive anything, it's the desert donkey. It's the California side burro, you know? And what happened was a lady calls up. She's a horse owner. She's really, really into her horses. And she happened to have rescued a BLM burro. Oh. From the California side over here, whose mother got shot or something like that, and the BLM adopted this burro out to her to look after. And she said, "Well, congratulations, you love the burro so much, you got yourself one." And believe it or not, I ended up with this burro in my on my property.
What?
Yeah, for like a year and a half or something like that. I'll ask Melissa how long it was before I finally got rid of it again.
How'd you get rid of it? Did you shoot it?
Turn it into glue. Elmer's glue.
That explains the large amount of adhesive that your house has still to this day.
Right. It's not coming apart, Josh.
So did you sell the donkey, or did you basically...
No, we gave it away to a farmer who had a lot of room and stuff way out somewhere near Wickenburg or something like that. So that's where the burrow ended up.
Where's the burrow now, John? We should do a follow-up.
Where is John's burrow now?
Yeah. .com.
Yeah. Okay.
Create a website.
I wouldn't mind.
Can you find
doing
the information
that.
Of that person if you were to think hard enough? Would you be able to figure that out?
We might be able to trace who that was.
Because we could have one of those cool little, like, reunited moments that you capture on film of, like, that guy with the lion, and the lion was, like, all pawing at him and, like, playing with him.
Yeah.
You could have that kind of relationship with the donkey.
Is the burro alive? Is he dead? Has he been shot?
Has he been shot?
In the head. Where is the burro? .com. Yeah. Anyway.
I think we do it.
All right.
I think we do it.
We'll find out.
Yeah. We're not going to do it, are we?
No. Now, these are all BLM sites for camping and for different other things. A lot of people don't know that every piece of land on the California side of this river is owned by the government, essentially. It's all federal land.
Some would argue that's our land, John.
That's true.
It's public land.
Right, exactly. They are public lands, and they are leased to various enterprises at different times. For example, Colorado River Adventures is one of the bigger resort companies that operate along the California side of the river and Arizona side. They got some property over there too, and which makes it very different than the Arizona side, Josh.
Yes.
So, like, you know, Arizona side,
private owned land on the Arizona side.
Much more private property. You want to own property here on the Parker Strip, you go to the Arizona side. If you want to lease property, you can do it on the California side in limited circumstances. Although, I have to say, I look at California side properties and I think, man, you know, that would be a nice spot to be.
I live on the California side, on one of those spoken properties.
Right, you have rent that you pay, right? Like lease?
Yep, and I absolutely love it.
Now, in your case, it's Big River, which is Crit land,
yes,
which is a little bit different, but everything from Crit north is BLM land,
yep,
and very interesting stuff. This is Bullfrog?
Bullfrog. I remember swimming there as a child. My mom took my brother and I there one summer, and I came up out of the water, and my brother skipped a rock right into my face. That is a true story. And my mom had told him not to throw rocks.
Did it whack you in the noggin?
Joseph, stop throwing rocks. People are swimming.
Yeah.
I come up out of the water. Oh, yeah, dude, it hurt. I was bleeding. You know, on a side note, these properties are horribly lit at night.
Yeah.
They really are. It's just darkness befalls all.
Aren't these nice places, though? You can
really
see yourself hanging out
and
there.
I think you can only be here a certain amount of time out of the year.
Mm.
I think that's part of
it. I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, if someone said to me, how do I, you know, rent one of those or something, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, who do you see about that? Who do you call? I don't know who to call.
I don't know. All I know is that you have to buy those. I don't think you can rent them. You buy those, and then not only do you buy it, but then you're told you can only be in them for a certain amount of time.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a very interesting thing, but that's part of the lease agreement with BLM, from what I understand.
There's a great spot, Josh, near here. You take an off-highway trail near here, and you can get to waterfalls eventually.
Oh,
you know what
yes,
I'm talking about?
Yes, that's Echo.
Echo Falls? People call it Echo Falls. I'm not exactly sure what it's really called. Here's Sundance Outlaws.
Yeah.
Saloon.
Heading on to that.
Sell out quite as quickly. Rock House. There's a place called Rock House. See, people don't even know. I bet people couldn't name, you know, like, I can name all the beach cities going up the coast, right? I can do that pretty well. But I, you know, and I would probably miss a couple along the way, but I get most of them. I couldn't name you the resorts on the California side here in order. I could probably do Arizona side a little bit better, like you start with Seneca Springs Launch Ramp, then Keys 2, I suppose, would be the next spot, then Keys, then Merrill's Shores, then Petrea Flats, then La Paz County Park, you know, then Roadrunner, then
Foxes.
You know, you could do the Arizona side a little bit easier.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a little more familiar with that because that's the road I travel the most on.
Hey, Josh, I was going to ask you about that one house down there, and if it's the one I'm thinking, it's a really, really nice house on the California side. I believe it is tribal land, but it's super, like, I mean, it's...
Oh, are you talking about the house that's right there on the shoreline, all by itself, kind of in its own little cove?
That's what I'm talking about. I think we just passed it.
Yeah.
What is that? Who lives there? What is that?
I don't know, but it is one of the nicer houses that you'll see along the
and
California
it's
and Arizona side.
And all by itself. It's got its own private beach. It's a whole deal.
Yeah. I thought about 3 years ago I was hired to DJ a wedding, and they told me it was in this house on the California side, and I was under the impression that it was that house, and so I was very excited until the actual day when I found out it wasn't that house.
And
it was,
that was
it. Another one that wasn't quite as cool. Because I had a lot of questions. I've been very curious, much like your mind, John.
Yeah, I've been wondering who it is that's all the way out on their own on the California side.
Yeah.
And I mean, if it's tribal land, then I imagine it is tribal leased, you know, property. Like,
it is. If it is tribal land. I know this is right now.
This is, yes.
Yes.
We're opposite Blue Water Resort and Casino, almost. By the way, guys, back there, you can... You can take your Christmas lights down. It's February.
Yeah, you see how many Christmas lights are still up?
Well, I have some on my deck that I keep on all the time.
Those are more decorative, John.
Those are more decorative because they're just white and they don't flash. But those ones back there are flashing and it almost just seems festive. Like it's February. And I know it's my birth month, but please, you know, you don't have to be so obvious. I prefer subtlety in the celebration of my birth.
Subtlety is always the best method.
I'm going to be 35 this year, dude.
35?
Yeah, I feel like sort of a mid-crisis.
I am significantly older than you, John.
What are you, 37?
37.
Yeah. Now, can we stop on the Parker Road Bridge, the new one, and look at the plaque and read it? Because I haven't read that plaque yet, and I actually wanted to get a thing for Parker Live to show the plaque and what it says.
I think that is a possibility. I'll be sure to engage my flashers. Hazard lights, as they're called.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, unlike the Parker Dam, This headgate dam, it doesn't have a distinct elevation shift from one side to the other, does it? Or am I wrong?
No, it doesn't. Because what happens, it's not creating a actual lake as you would, like with Lake Havasu or Lake Powell or Lake Mead or any of these other lakes. It's basically damming up the water and it's used for hydroelectric.
Oh, I see.
It's not a dam to create a lake. It's a
and
dam
doesn't it also, use... isn't that where the Crit Canals start, too?
Maybe.
Now,
although they do call it Mavalia Lake, if you notice that.
That's true.
They call it Mavalia Lake.
Anything you have
behind a dam.
It's behind a dam. Of course, over there, Blue Water Lagoon, one of the more populous developments in the Parker area. Is this guy moving or what?
Oh.
We're at the stop sign, three-way stop sign on the California side, 62 that way, all the way to Desert Center, and
62.
Then, across the bridge here, the new bridge. I do love what they've done with all this whole road and everything. It was good. It was good stuff. They did an excellent job. Although, what happened with the sidewalk?
I don't know. It seems like the moment they.
It wasn't up to the standards.
They dedicated it. Next thing you know, they're tearing out about a 150-foot section of sidewalk.
Yeah, I think what happened was, as far as I know, was that the standards had changed for, like, disabled access on these sidewalks and stuff. So you have to build sidewalks. Any sidewalks built by Caltrans in California have to be of these certain specifications between the time that the plans were drawn up and the time that the thing was built. They had changed, and they didn't realize that until after the sidewalk was built, so they had to come back and re-engineer it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let's go over here, and when I say it's ridiculous, I mean no disabled person that I know would have had a problem.
No.
That's not the plaque. Keep going. Keep going here. This has got to be it. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is it.
All right.
Let's take a look at the plaque, Josh. Okay. Oh, they kept the name Clara Osborne Botsam.
Oh, nice.
In tribute to the Honorable Clara Osborne Botsam of Parker, pioneer citizen of Arizona, whose untiring advocacy of this vital link between two states culminated in its opening in September 1937. She went on to serve 12 years in the Arizona House of Representatives in the highest tradition of public service. So designated this 5th day of January 1979. Oh, so they basically just took everything here and then they rededicated August 20th, 2014. So there's the original plaque plus the new one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very nice.
This bridge was replaced. Blah, blah, blah. It was a joint commitment of the Colorado River Indian Tribes, the Arizona Department of Transportation, and the California Department of Transportation, rededicated to Clara Osborne Botsam. I would have thought by this time they would maybe be rededicating it to one of us, Josh, but...
I was hoping so.
Apparently not.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Very cool. A lot of wind tonight.
It is a very windy.
Well, dude, I think this has been a nice tour of the Colorado River, coming into the Parker town now. This route driven by so many people who come here to party, come here to play, come all here to recreate.
Recreate.
If you will.
All in all, I'd say tonight's tour of the river proved that the Colorado River is...
Cool.
One, still here.
But it is still here. We can verify that.
Extremely dark.
Now, hold on. What time is it? As of... Because we can't say... By Friday, it might have dried up. As of this time, as of 9.05 p.m. on the 11th of February, it is still here, the Colorado River.
It is a life source here in the desert southwest. And an otherwise vast, dreary wasteland, the Colorado River presents it to us salvation in the form of life and moisture. I wonder what is doing. I miss her.
This poor woman. I mean, what is she up to?
We miss.
Was she offering sex to us?
Dude, yes. She totally was.
All right, so as we make our way through the town of Parker, Arizona, we'd like to thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Parker Lifecast. Little tour of the river. Is that what we're going to call this week's edition?
Little tour of the river.
I liked it, I think. Oh, people have been asking me, first of all, a couple of things. Bicyclists, I've been noticing a lot more of them right now. I think what happened was New Year's resolutions and stuff, everybody gets going on the old bikes, you know. And it's the time of year, so we get a lot of people riding bikes around the Parker area. Also, people have been telling me about this horse, goat, and foal or something that are walking around with these two people.
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it today, actually. Yeah. I saw them on my way home from work today. And the reason I thought about it right now is because it reminds me, oh, there's getting pulled over. Look, I don't know if it's, but it's someone getting pulled over.
Someone got pulled over.
Yeah, right there.
Wow.
Right there. What agency is that?
You do hate to see that, but they don't do it just to do it. They do it for a reason.
The sheriff.
And the presence of law enforcement in our area is very much needed.
I think it's needed. But as for the horse, the foal, and the goat, I have no idea. No, people are asking me. You know, I have no idea what they're doing. But they are sticking around. They've been here for like, what, a week or two?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
People have been seeing them all over the place.
They were at Walmart the other night.
They were at Walmart.
And if you want a picture, it's a donation. The guy's asking for donations.
Oh, is that right?
For a picture, yeah.
So
if you gave him $5, I'm sure he'd tell you his story.
Now, what events are coming up this weekend? Anything coming up? Take a Kid Fishing Saturday?
Take a Kid Fishing is Saturday, as is also the Parker Rotary Desert Dash.
That's always a good event.
That's going on. And plus, let's not forget, it's Valentine's Day is also on Saturday. And at the casino, you have Beatlemania. So if you're a Beatles fan, you go there and check out the tribute band for the Beatles. And that is just this weekend alone. Fast forwarding to the week after that, we're dealing with some boat races here for the Arizona Drag Boat Association. So,
boom.
Finishing February strong, continuing 2015 off the way Parker knows how, which is tons of fun. Never a dull moment.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Yes.
On the Parker Livecast.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Are you doing anything for Valentine's?
No, but I'd like to send a special Happy Valentine's out to all the single ladies out there. Ladies, Happy Valentine's Day.
There we go. That's all we need to say.